This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Police at the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday responded with drawn guns and tear gas as hundreds of protesters stormed the building and sought to force Congress to undo President Donald Trump's election loss. Members of the House of Representatives and the Senate were evacuated after pro-Trump protesters marched through the halls of Congress, forcing both chambers to suspend deliberations as they were meeting to certify President-elect Joe Biden's victory in the November 3rd vote. Video showed protesters breaking windows and police deploying tear gas inside the building. The chaotic scenes unfolded after Trump addressed thousands of protesters repeating false claims that the election was stolen from him due to widespread electoral fraud and irregularities. Lawmakers had been debating a last-ditch effort by pro-Trump Republicans to challenge the results, an effort that was unlikely to succeed. President-elect Joe Biden has condemned the protesters' storming of the Capitol, calling it an unprecedented assault on American democracy. Speaking from Wilmington, Delaware, Biden called the action an assault on the most sacred of American undertakings, the doing of the people's business.
This is not dissent. It's disorder. It's chaos. It borders on sedition. And it must end now.
The president-elect said the words of a president matter and called on President Trump to go on national television to urge his followers to stand down. The president issued a video on Twitter asking his followers to go home because, in his words, we have to have peace. Biden is set to be inaugurated as the 46th president on January 20th. Be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Democrats on Wednesday completed a sweep of the two U.S. Senate seats up for grabs in runoff elections in the state of Georgia, giving the party control of the chamber and boosting the prospects for President-elect Joe Biden's legislative agenda. Democrat John Ossoff drew 50.3%, while Republican David Perdue had 49.7%, with 98% of the expected vote in. That pushed Ossoff's lead beyond the margin needed to avoid a possible recount. In the other race, Raphael Warnock became the first African-American senator from Georgia when he defeated incumbent Kelly Loeffler. The European Union's Medicine Agency has given the green light to the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine, a decision that gives the 27-nation bloc a second shot to stem the virus rampaging across the continent. AP's Charles de Ledesma has details.
The approval recommendation by the agency, which must be rubber-stamped by the EU's Executive Commission, comes amid high rates of infection in many EU countries and strong criticism of the slow pace of vaccinations across the region of some 450 million people. Senior official Ursula von der Leyen welcomed the approval, adding in a tweet, "Now we are working at full speed to approve it and make it available in the EU. The agency has already approved a coronavirus vaccine made by American drug maker Pfizer and Germany's BioNTech. Both vaccines require giving people two shots." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Hong Kong police arrested dozens of democracy activists on Wednesday on suspicion of violating a new security law by planning to paralyze and overthrow the city government. Reuters' Flora Bradley Watson has more.
The Democratic Party said police arrested the activists for participating in an independently organized, unofficial primary in July to select candidates for last September's legislative election. In the end, that vote was postponed for a year due to public health restrictions. The pro-democracy movement had hoped to win a majority, and some candidates wished to use it to block government proposals, which the Democratic Party says was seen as an act of subversion in violation of the national security law. The Hong Kong government and Beijing warned that the unofficial primaries could violate the national security law. Under the law, anything Beijing broadly defines as secession, subversion, terrorism, and collusion with foreign forces is punishable by up to life in prison. The latest arrests have drawn widespread criticism from rights groups and activists.
That's Reuters' Flora Bradley Watson. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.